Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. About protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3303, and today's date is March 11th, 2024, and the title of the episode is D's Want Congress to Refuse Certification When Trump Wins, Conditions Met, Military Intelligence in Control. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum. As the entire economic system continually breaks down around them, so is the Green New Scam. The Green New Scam is completely and utterly breaking down, and they can't stop it. And what the people are starting to understand and realize is that when they come out with these remarks and they say, oh, we got to get rid of natural gas, we got to get rid of fossil fuels because of these studies, most of these studies are made up to convince you that, yes, we need to get rid of fossil fuels, natural gas, and everything else. But again, when you start to look closer at the studies, these aren't really studies. These are paid studies to convince you of something that really isn't happening. And what's very interesting, since the Biden administration announced that they have to halt the new natural gas exports and all that other stuff, it looks like the data now is contradicting all of that. And right now, there is evidence that shows the opposite is actually happening. And David Blackmun, a 40-year veteran of the oil and gas industry, who now consults and writes about the energy sector, he came out and he said there is no evidence whatsoever that exporting LNG has had any impact on domestic natural gas prices, other than perhaps depressing them. As U.S. exports to Europe ramped up in late 2022, the NYMEX Henry Hub domestic price collapsed from $7 per 1 million British thermal units to just $2 in a span of just 4 months. The U.S. Energy Information Administration published a May 2023 report projecting that growth in LNG exports will place upward pressure on domestic prices, whereas reductions in exports would have the opposite effect. However, a different EIA data demonstrates that the domestic natural gas prices fell significantly in 2023 relative to the year price, the same period of time in which the U.S. LNG exports reached record levels and made America the world's leading LNG exporter. So this decision to pause has really accomplished is starving investment capital in natural gas projects going forward and hand the keys over to Qatar. This is pretty much what they've done here. And they've done this on purpose, just like with everything else. I mean, think about the construction of electric vehicles. Who's going to be constructing these vehicles? It's going to be China, because the U.S. just doesn't have the minerals. Well, we actually do. But again, we're not mining them because all the regulations, and they put the kibosh on that. But again, you can see they're doing everything not for the benefit of the United States, but the benefit for themselves and everyone else, and to bring us into the Green New Scam. But I do believe the people are starting to recognize that this is not working for the people. And as the economy breaks down, people are starting to understand that everything that the Biden administration is saying, think about it, the Biden administration is continually telling everyone that the economy is the envy of the world, inflation's under control, fuel prices are under control, and everything is fantastic. Meanwhile, while he's telling everyone that his entire agenda to put the economy on the right track is working, the people are seeing the actual opposite. So as the economy continually breaks down and people see inflation pick up, people see fuel prices pick up, people see their wages go down, and people see layoffs, which those are accelerating right now, people realize, wait a minute, if he's telling us and he thinks that everything is great, he's never going to help the situation that we're in today. And I do believe this is where Trump comes in, because Trump is going to tell everyone that, no, look, everything is not the way Biden is saying. The economy's breaking down, inflation is getting worse, and people are having a very difficult time, and people are being laid off. And that's exactly what is happening. So I think in the end, this is going to hurt them tremendously, and they will never be able to recover from this, especially when they continually say, look at the market, look at the market. And when the market comes down, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. And when you look at office space and you look at what's going on, you can see that layoffs, they are definitely taking their toll right now. The Kobisi letter put this out on X and said the office vacancy rates are skyrocketing. The latest data shows that the office vacancy rate in the U.S. is about to hit 20% for the first time in history. Even during at height of the pandemic, office vacancy rates did not break above 19%. As a result of the price of office buildings is now down nearly 50% from its high. Just last week, a Canadian pension fund just sold its 29% stake in the New York office buildings for $1. The pension fund had already poured $71 million into the property, and the building currently has a $220 million mortgage. Remote work has changed the world. And not just remote work, but layoffs. Because think about it. If you're laying off people, do you really need the office space? No, you don't. So put these two together, and what happens? It's a complete and utter disaster. And what's very interesting, out in Europe, IBM, they're asking their employees to volunteer for layoffs, and their target is about 80% cuts in key departments. So this is across Europe and many different departments. They're asking people Who wants to be laid off? Raise your hand. We'll give you the package right now. I mean, think about this for a second. And I wonder if other companies are going to follow in this track, asking people who wants to be laid off. Because when this gets around and you have more corporations doing this, this is kind of odd. Because once again, you're asking people to be laid off. And if this company or that company is asking people to lay it off, what do you think the chances are of those people getting jobs? Probably very, very low. And when you look at the employment market, you could see that the job market, well, we're losing jobs. We're going from full-time to part-time. And there's a lot of foreign-born workers who are taking the jobs today. Zero Hedge put this out on X and said, why have all new jobs since 2018 gone to foreign-born workers? Because you can't be an illegal immigrant in deportation proceedings, not to mention anyone seeking asylum, and get authorization to work in the U.S. for up to 5 years. No questions asked. So really think about what they're doing here. And you could see their agenda. It's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. Just like as the economy breaks down, it's becoming clearer and clearer that we have major, major problems in the economy. Yes, the fake news, they're going to continually tell you that everything is great, the market's great, everything's great, everything that you're experiencing, well, it's just because you're experiencing it. But actually, the economy is really good. And I don't think people actually are believing this anymore. I think the people are pushing back and saying, you know something? You're gaslighting us. That's exactly what you're doing. And what you can see right now with the stock market, you can see that cash is now more attractive than stocks. When did this happen last? Well, this happened before the dot-com bubble crash. And when you start to look at the history, you start to see what's been happening in the past. You start to see that we're continually repeating the same thing right before the system comes down. And if you go back to 2008, 2009, you could start to see that what is happening right now looks very, very similar to what happened in 2008, 2009. But this time is a lot worse, and there's a lot more banks that are in trouble. We have a lot more debt. The interest rates are much, much higher. And you could see that everything is starting to fall apart all around the country and around the world. And when you look at the banks, you could see the banks, they are in trouble right now. If we got rid of the Fed, the banks would just completely and utterly collapse because the Fed funds the banks and keeps them operational. Actually, when you look at the regional banks, they're scrambling right now for new funds as the Fed ends emergency lending program. So now the banks, they're scrambling and they're panicking because they realize that when everything starts to fall apart, they're going to be screwed. I think there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be screwed because people have their currency in the banks. And when the banks fail and you have multiple banks fail, people try to get their currency out one way or another. And what's going to happen is if people go and try to get cash out, you're not going to be able to get that. And if you try to transfer anything, you're not going to be able to do that either. And I think this is why we're starting to see a lot of individuals protect themselves with gold, with silver, with Bitcoin, because they realize that they need something outside of the banking system, or they need to take what they have right now and spread it out amongst many, many banks just in case, or try to get the cash and keep it under their mattress. But you could see people in this country, they're getting a little nervous right now. And I do believe they're going to get a lot nervous as we go through the summer because everything's going to start to completely and utterly fall apart. And I think people are going to start to really notice this. Now, down the line, the Biden administration, the fake news, they're going to, and the Fed, they're going to try to continually convince everyone that everything is great. Everything is fine. Don't worry about it. The job market's good. Inflation's under control. Fuel prices are under control. But the people, they're going to be experiencing something very, very different. I do believe Bitcoin, gold, I think they're going, both of these alternative currencies are going to reflect this. That doesn't mean that gold and Bitcoin aren't going to come down. I do believe that the private Western Central Bank will try to do something where they'll try to push these currencies down the best, as best they possibly can. Because again, if they just allow these currencies to continually move up and up and up, what do people start to notice? The people start to notice that the fiat currency is worth absolutely nothing. And think about it, if gold goes to 3,000, to 5,000, to 7,000, to 8,000, the people of this country, the people around the world, they're going to start to recognize something and they're going to realize that the system's falling apart. Same thing with Bitcoin. I mean, Bitcoin hit an all-time high of 72,000. Now, this doesn't mean that something might not happen, because I do believe the central banks don't want these alternative currencies to continually move up. So I do believe they'll try to smack it down. And I think they might have a little bit of a problem trying to smack it down, because, again, it looks like they're losing control. But they will use news or paper markets or whatever to push it down, and they'll make a story up saying, oh, my God, look what's happening here. But again, I think it's not going to go down to where it was. I think they'll try their best. But again, it's going to start to move back up again. So we could see that the alternative currencies, they're definitely making moves against the fiat currency. And it's really showing the people that the fiat currency is not worth what the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum is saying it's worth. And you can see this very, very clearly, because when you go to the store and you go to purchase something, if you need more of the pieces of paper or the blips to buy the same exact product, the product hasn't changed. Yeah, they might have shrunk it down a little bit, but actually the product, the manufacturing, everything else has not changed. What has changed? The value of the currency. And what affects that? Well, that's fuel costs and the printing and more of the pieces of paper in circulation. That means the currency is losing value. And if you go back in time since 1971, when we came up with the gold standard, the currency has lost, what, like 97% or so? Probably even more at this point. Because remember, inflation is cumulative. But Trump, it looks like he's moving away from the narrative that he hates cryptocurrency to, you know something? Maybe it should be here. Maybe cryptocurrency is not that bad. And maybe we shouldn't get rid of it. Take a listen to what Trump says here.
I have seen there has been a lot of use of that. And I'm not sure that I'd want to take it away at this point.
So I do believe from the very, very beginning, I think Trump probably didn't say he was all in on Bitcoin. Because if he went all in on something, what do you think the central bank would have done? They would have gone after it like there was no tomorrow. I mean, yeah, they went after it. But if Trump said that he loves it, what do you think the private Western central bank would have done? They would have attacked it and they would try to destroy it. So I think during this entire period, he was out there letting everyone know he doesn't really like Bitcoin. He doesn't really think it's currency. And I think as things are changing and more of the control is with the Patriots and the private West Central Bank is losing control, I think he feels comfortable now in saying that, yeah, I'm okay with Bitcoin. And we could see that if you look at the gold market, Trump really didn't have to say that much about the gold market because, again, the private West Central Bank, they already controlled the gold market. So they could use the paper market to control it. They can keep the price where they wanted it. And he knew that, yeah, that would be fine. What they were really looking at was Bitcoin. And if he went with it, I do believe they would have pretty much used every piece of ammunition to go after it. And now we can see things are definitely changing. And I do believe things are going to continually change. And it's going to really wake the people up, especially when the economic system comes down. And I do believe the central bank system is going to come down because the central bankers are bringing it down because they want to bring us into the Great Reset, their Green New Scam. So I do believe Trump, he's going to have a lot of leverage. He's going to have a lot of alternative currencies. It's going to make it a lot easier for people to actually transition into something else when the time comes. And I do believe he'll have the people with him to move us away from the private West central bank. And I do believe that day is quickly approaching. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking because they realize that Trump, he's going to win the election. How do we know this? Because they're building the narrative that we're not going to certify Trump if he wins the election. And think about everything else that they've been doing. They've been trying to stop him because if they believed that he wasn't going to win the election, they wouldn't try to stop him, which means they already know that he won the election in 2020. Because what did they do? They created this entire event. They created the ballots. They created their cheating system. And they overthrew the United States government and the duly elected president. So they know back then he already won. And they know that, yeah, the only reason Biden is in this position is because they overthrew the United States government. That's really what they did. And this time around, they realize Trump just doesn't have 70, 80 million people. He has a lot more, and he's gaining speed. And now they're panicking. So they're using the argument right now, and they're trying to build this narrative that when Trump wins the election, they're not going to certify the election. But think about what Trump has done going back in time, going back to 2020. He made this argument with Pence, and he kept pushing Pence, send the election results back to the legislators. It's your job. You must do this. Then we had the event, and of course, the elections were certified. They never sent it back. But Trump made such a big deal of it the deep state, the D's, they decided to change the laws. They changed the laws where they took that power away from the vice president. You think Trump was forcing them to do this? Absolutely. Why? Who's the vice president or the vice resident? Kamala Harris. So if they know that Trump is going to win, they know that Trump has the votes. When the votes are then brought to Congress, can the vice president now send it back to the states? No. He outsmarted them. He had them change the law. Now they're screwed, which means they're going to use another tactic. Now, I do believe Trump knows that they're going to use another tactic, and this is what this is all about, to bring them to exactly where he wants them to go. And this is how you do it. You put certain roadblocks in the way, and you make them go in a different direction. So now, if Kamala Harris can't do this, what else can they do to stop the elections? Can they have a cyber attack? Can they have an insurgency? Yes, I do believe Trump and the Patriots are leading them down this path. And you have to remember something very important. And you can see the D's, they don't want the intelligence agencies to give Trump any information. They want to keep the information away from him. But again, does that really matter at this point? No. Why? Because go back to 2016. Back then, they weren't really giving him the intelligence briefing that he should have. They kept certain information from him, and this was done on purpose. Again, think about it. They started the Russia hoax and everything else. This time around, he knew that the 2024 elections were going to be the most important elections ever because this is the counterinsurgency. So this time around, he didn't want to depend on the intelligence agencies because he knew they weren't going to give him the correct information. So to bypass this, what do you do so you can get the real information? You need to take control of the country. How do you take control of the country? Well, you allow the deep state players to do exactly what they do best. They create events. So they overthrew the United States government. They had the insurrection, the completion of it on January 6th. The military then took control. When does the military override the civilian intelligence agencies? Well, when there's an insurrection. So the military intelligence now overrides the NSA, the CIA, the FBI. Can Congress tell the military we must see certain information? No. They don't have oversight over the military intelligence. Think about this for a second. Think about what Trump put into position here. Think about what he did from the very, very beginning to get control. Because he knew when he was running in 2024, they weren't going to give him any information. So he would be blind going into everything. Do you really want to be blind going into the 2024 election? Or do you want your own source of information where your source of information is not clouded by the deep state players? And I do believe this is exactly what Trump did. So the conditions were met. Military intelligence took over the investigations of the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, and everything else. And now Trump gets, I do believe he gets his information from the military. So when the intelligence agencies start to give him information, they start to, you know, brief him on certain things, he will know if it's true or not. See, without the military, how would he know? He wouldn't. Think about what happened in 2016. How did he know? He really didn't. The military might have been saying certain things to him. But again, now he has full control, and the military now is in control of gathering this information. So if they try to trick him or mislead him or just do something like that, he has the ability to make sure that he knows what's really going on. And I do believe from the very, very beginning, Trump knew that he was going to have to take control of the entire situation, especially if you were going to run a counterinsurgency operation. And I do believe he did take control because he allowed the resident to live in the White House. And actually, that was part of the plan to wake the people up and actually build the counterinsurgency over a four-year period of time. So the first 4 years, he got the military. The second 4 years, he was able to get the people on his side. And that mission is not complete. It will continue on until the 2024 election. And I do believe things are going to get pretty darn bumpy as we get closer and closer to the election. And a lot of things are going to happen. And yes, we're going to see probably scare events. We could see already the FBI is already out there warning everyone that, yeah, there's a lot of bad people coming over the border and they might do harm to people in this country. Is anyone really shocked about that? I don't believe so. But we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the Oscars, because the Oscars, they were on the networks last night. And Trump, he actually put something out on Truth and was talking about Jimmy Kimmel, how he's the worst host. And Jimmy Kimmel actually read his Truth. So basically, he's advertising True Social for Trump and for all the stockholders. Plus, it looks like Trump is living rent-free in their heads. I mean, this is what they're so panicked of, because think about all the things they're involved with. And they know if Trump gets into the White House, which he's going to get in the White House, they're afraid that everything that they have done is going to be exposed. And they're panicking over this. And if you notice, Hollywood always sticks together. I'm not saying every single person, but you could see a core group of people who've made it to the top, even though they suck at what they do. They stick together and they put out the messages for the deep state players. But this is what Trump wrote on Truth. He said the following: has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Slopinopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Also, really bad politically correct show tonight. And for years, disjointed, boring, and very unfair. Why don't they just give the Oscars to those that deserve them? Maybe that way, their audience and TV ratings will come back from the depths. Make America great again. And he's absolutely right. If actually, look at the movies, look at the Oscars, look at the TV shows. They always have these ridiculous messages. They're not writing good stories anymore. They're not putting out movies that people want to watch. They always put out certain messages, climate change, trans, and all this other stuff. And basically, it ruins everything that they're trying to do. And why do you think the profits of Disney and the rest, why do you think they're dropping like they are? Because everything is terrible. Why do you think Top Gun did so well? Because they left all of that out of there. And people loved it, and it made an incredible amount of money. That's all they have to do. But again, they're going to keep going down this track to the very, very end. You know what the people are going to do? They're not going to go to the movies. They're not going to watch these shows. They're not going to watch the Oscars. They're not going to do anything because, again, this is not what the people want. This is what the deep state players are pushing on the people. When you push something on the people, they're not going to accept it. And you could see it with Bud Light. You could see it with Doritos. You could see it with Disney. You could see it with pretty much everything. Even with the electric vehicles, you name it. When they push and this, and they tell the people this is what you should be doing or watching, the people say, absolutely not. I don't want to see this, because you know why? There's nothing in there for me. And these things that you're pushing at me, they're awful and I don't agree with it. And I think there might be some companies that are getting the message, but in the end, when everything starts to really fall apart, they will get the message. And a lot of these companies, I don't know if they're going to be around, because if they keep going down this track, they will end up destroying themselves. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the Biden administration, there are people now that are stepping down left and right. And I do believe this is because they're preparing and getting ready to make a change of batter. So a lot of people, they're seeing the writing on the wall. They're seeing that Trump is in the lead. Trump is going to win the election. And they're realizing, well, I better get out now. And I do believe Obama is probably telling people, you know what? it's time for you to step down because, again, they're removing all the people that they put into place. So the latest person is Biden's cabinet secretary, Marcia Fudge. She stepped down as U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development secretary, citing the upcoming crazy, silly election as a reason for leaving the Biden admin. And people are leaving left and right. But what's very interesting is that the fake news, their ratings are dropping and dropping and dropping, which means they cannot control the narrative anymore. They have lost the people. And the digital soldiers, the Minutemen, if you like to call them that, and that's what Matt and Joy Thayer actually call them, all the people who have been putting out information, because in a moment's notice, they're able to debunk information. We don't have to wait 3 months, 6 months, a year anymore. It happens instantaneously. But when you look at the fake news, you could see their percentage numbers. They have dropped like a rock. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, which one of the following news organizations do you trust the most? Legacy broadcasted networks now can't break 10% in most trusted. ABC News, 7%. CBS News, 6%. NBC News, 7%. Well, that should tell you everything you need to know. And actually, Maggie Haberman from the New York Times, she said something very interesting. Trump, in a speech in Rome, Georgia, calls the press at the back of the room criminals. And actually, she's right. The press, they are criminals because they assisted in the overthrow of the United States government. And if you go back to post 3900, this is March 26, 2020, down below, it's pointing to 18 U.S.C. Chapter 115, Treason, Sedition, and Subversive Activities. And it's pointing to this, and it shows treason, rebellion or insurrection, seditious conspiracy, advocating overthrow of government. And if you read a portion of this, and I'll just read treason, that's the first section, 2381, whoever, owing allegiance to the United States, levies wars against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death or shall be in prison not less than 5 years and fined under this title but not less than $10,000 and should be incapable of holding any office under the United States. If you go down to rebellion or insurrection and seditious conspiracy, those are very, very interesting. Here's rebellion or insurrection. Whoever incites, sets afoot, assists, or engages in any rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or the laws thereof, or gives aid or comfort thereto, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years. And if you go to seditious conspiracy, if two or more persons in any state or territory or any place subject to the jurisdiction of the United States conspire to overthrow, put down, or to destroy by force the government of the United States or to levy war against them or to oppose by force the authority thereof or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States or by force to seize, take, or possess any property of the United States contrary to the authority thereof shall each be fined under this or imprisoned. And if you go down to Section 2385, advocating overthrow of government, well, it says the following. Whoever knowingly or willfully advocates, abets, advises, or teaches the duty, necessity, desirability, or property of overthrowing or destroying the government of the United States or the government of any state, territory, district, or possession thereof, or the government of any political subdivision therein by force or violence or by the assassination of any officer of such government or whoever with the intent to cause the overthrow or destruction of any such government, prince. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Publishes, edits, issues, circulates, sells, distributes, or publicly displays any written or printed matter advocating or advising or teaching the duty, necessity, desirability, or property of overthrowing or destroying the government of the United States by force or violence, or attempts to do so. So right there, the press is involved in overthrowing the United States government. Remember them when the Hunter Biden laptop came out? Well, did they actually investigate that? Think about all the propaganda. Think about everything that they've done here. They've been pushing a certain narrative, and this narrative was helping those who were overthrowing the United States government. Think about what happened during the election. Think about what happened during the January 6th certification of the election results, when they actually overthrew the United States government and they had the insurrection. They were all involved in this. And I do believe this is why Trump has been telling everyone they are a criminal organization, because they're part of the criminal syndicate. And remember, the fake news, they've been using propaganda on the American people for quite a while right now. And they were involved and they assisted those individuals to overthrow the United States government, which is very, very interesting. Now, we could see that with the invasion now that's going on, this also runs into treason, sedition, and the overthrow of the government. Because what do you think they're going to use all these people for? Because they don't want Trump to be elected. And when the people decide that they want him, they're going to try to stop it. So again, they're trying to stay in power. They overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. Now they're trying to stay in power, and they don't care what the people say. They are treasonous to this country. And yes, the fake news is going to assist in all of this. And yes, they're going to be part of treason, sedition. And yes, they're going to try to overthrow what the people want once again. But again, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're in control. We're talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the Bidens right now, because remember, the Bidens, they're being investigated. Joe Biden's being investigated. People are understanding that he has 20 shell companies. He's laundering money. He's lied to the people. Hunter and Joe Biden, they were in business together with his brother, James Biden. And what's very interesting about this, we still have, 7 months to go until the election? And the information that's coming out about Biden, well, that's not finished just yet. Because right now, there are 91 witnesses in the Biden impeachment inquiry whose deposition transcripts have not been released, which means there are potentially 91 other shoes to drop before the election. Isn't that interesting? It's like drip, 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 flood. And what does this do? Well, it allows the evidence to come out. You're going to have the fake news. You're going to have the Bidens try to say, no, this is not true. Then you're going to have other evidence that comes out that actually proves that they were lying. And this is going to continue on throughout this entire process. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the Biden administration, which I do believe in the end, they'll have no choice but to remove Biden if he doesn't step down on his own. But since we're talking about the Bidens, and since we've been talking about the illegals coming into this country, which is really an invasion into this country, because remember, they're the deep state's foot soldiers. Remember when Biden was out there with the State of the Union and he actually called the illegals illegal? Well, it looks like they're changing the State of the Union transcript and they're removing the word illegal. Paul Sperry put this out and said, the White House communication staff has doctored the Biden SOU transcript to make it seem as if he never mistakenly said illegals instead of legals. The president, but how many of those thousands of people are being killed by illegals? Biden clearly said illegals. So it looks like they're trying to change things, just like they've been trying to change what they've been saying in the past. I mean, if we go back in time and we look at Nancy Pelosi, we look at Joe Biden, we look at Obama, what did they say about illegals back a couple of years? Well, Wall Street Silver put this out on X and said, flashback, Pelosi and Schumer used to be against illegal immigration before the Democrats lost all sense of reality. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it's illegal and wrong, they said. Then if we look at Joe Biden back in 2006, he said no amnesty for illegals and all immigrants must learn English. What happened to this Joe Biden? Then we had Obama. And Mays put this out and said, this wasn't 30 years ago. This was Obama in 2009 on immigration. And this is what he said. We can't have 500,000 people pouring over the border. About 7 years later, these same positions were considered racist and xenophobic by Democrats. Elon Musk responded to this and said, now 10 times as many people per year are pouring over the border, to use Obama's words. America is 4% of Earth's population. If even 1% of Earth moves here, and there's every incentive to do so, that is 80 million people. Everyone catching on right now? And really think about it. They're allowing the illegals to come over with their bags. They're allowing the illegals to come over. They're getting health insurance. They're getting lodging. They're getting food. They're not searched, and they're just allowing them to come in here. And look what's happening out in New York. Look what's happening at the airports. Look what's happening in all different locations. In New York, they have the military in the subway searching every single American citizen. But the illegals who are invading this country, they can come in with all their bags, and there's no problem whatsoever. They're not even vetted. Really think about this for a second. Does it make any sense? Of course it makes sense, because when you look at the criminal syndicate, you understand that they're not for this country. They're not for the Constitution. They're running a criminal enterprise in this country. And yes, it's D.C. Yes, it's all around the country. It's wide and it's deep. So if you have a criminal system that is operating in the United States, you need criminals to protect your criminal system. So yes, it makes perfect sense that you would bring in those people that were in asylums. It would make sense that you would bring in those people that were released from prisons. And it would make sense that you don't back, you know, you don't check their backgrounds. You just allow them to come in here and then you bring them to places where the rule of law doesn't apply to them. And those are the sanctuary cities. See, when you think about it in those terms, it makes perfect sense, especially if you don't want Trump to win the election. You're going to need criminals to do the dirty work. And that's why they're bringing them in there, because the criminals are protecting the criminal system. And it makes perfect sense. And this is why they've been paying for these criminals to live in these areas. They house them, they feed them, they give them health insurance. And this is why they don't care about the people. This is why they're telling the children to leave the school. This is why they're telling the children and others to leave the recreation center. This is why they're using office buildings. This is why they're doing all of this, because they are the foot soldiers. That's their army. They're housing their army in these cities. That's what they're doing. And if you look out in New York, we see the now empty 42 million New York City WeWork office building. It's being offered up as emergency migrant shelter, which is lodging for their foot soldiers. That's pretty much what it is. It's that clear. And if you look at Massachusetts, which is another sanctuary area, they're spending like $116 million to shelter and feed all of these people. Remember going back in time when they said, yeah, you know what? We don't have any money for the homeless. We don't have any room. We can't put them up. We can't do anything with these people that live on the streets. Well, once again, you can see that they were lying, because they're going all out spending hundreds of millions of dollars and giving these people food, health insurance, lodging, and anything else that they need. So basically what they really told you is, we don't care about the American people. We care about the criminals, because we need them, because that's our army. Now, of course, who are they bringing in? Is it the best of the best? No, it's the worst of the worst. Trump has explained this many times before. And we know from those people at the border, yes, it's all the criminals. It's all the crazies. I mean, what do you think happened during the BLM riots? You think those were law-abiding citizens? No, it's the same exact people. All they did was take what they had before, multiplied it by what, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000? So they can make their army bigger. That's what they're doing. An FBI director, he was testifying in front of Congress, and he said that there's dangerous threats coming from the border. You think? Of course. Letting everyone know that these people can do anything, can do something at a moment's notice, which means most likely there's an event heading our way. And I do believe we're going to see an event. We've seen different things happen with Lake and Riley and many others, but I do believe we're going to see something major. And this is going to wake the D's up like we've never seen before. It might not happen with Lake and Riley. Yes, there were a lot of people that woke up about that. And don't remember, and remember, Lake and Riley is not the only person that is either raped or killed or whatever from these crazies, these criminals. There's many others that are experiencing this every single day. But I do believe this event is going to be very, very large, something that the fake news can't really hide. And it's going to be very, very difficult for them. And this is going to wake up a lot of individuals. But Trump, he did retrieve something that's very interesting from Patriot for Life. And this is what it says on top. Lake and Riley is dead because Joe Biden and company committed treason on America. Then points to Article 4, Section 4 of our Constitution, and circled certain things and underlined it. But let me just read it. So Article 4, Section 4 of our Constitution requires our government to protect and defend our borders. If government does not, the Constitution, by virtue of the name part herein, authorizes the free citizens to defend themselves and their state in place of treasonous government. Note In not defending our borders, government gives aid and comfort to hostile foreign invasion, and this, under Article 3, Section 3 of our Constitution, is properly labeled treason. So if we go back to the beginning of the report and we talked about the overthrow of the United States government, that is treason. They've committed treason again by allowing these people in here, not stopping them, making it difficult for the states to stop them. They are now aiding and comforting hostile foreign invaders in this country, and it is treason. Think about the case that the military is building right now. You think the people are going to accept what has to be done later on? Absolutely. Of course they are. Because especially when there's an event, especially when there's an insurgency, especially when they see all this play out and people are scared and they see burning, looting, and everything else, and they are actually trying to destroy this country. Yes, the people, they're going to say, no, we need to get rid of these people. Look what they're doing. And when Trump wins, he's going to have the military, he's going to have the people on his side, and he'll be able to take care of all this. This is why he's been telling everyone, we're going to deport all of these people. And it's going to be pretty darn easy when these people are rioting in all these different locations, because once again, it's going to be very easy to spot, very easy to capture, and very easy to get rid of. And once again, I do believe this is all going to happen under Biden's watch. The optics are going to be very, very good because it's all going to be under Biden. And I do believe someone's going to have to call the ball when everything completely and utterly gets out of control. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's the military under the Biden administration. But let's see how this all plays out. This will be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that, remember going back in time, Trump continually wanted to basically get rid of TikTok. So if we go back to some of his tweets, this is what he said back on August 6, 2020. Trump signs executive order forcing the divestment of TikTok by its owner, ByteDance. Any company still doing business with TikTok in 45 days is subject to sanctions, Trump said. Then Trump tweeted this out, and this is from Edward Lawrence. In a letter to Congress, President Trump calls TikTok a threat to national security because the data the app collects. The letter says this data collection threatens to allow the Chinese Communist Party access to Americans' personal and proprietary information. And he's absolutely right. So since the resident is in place right now and the House just passed a bill to shut down TikTok, Trump is now saying that TikTok should actually be allowed to stay operational, because if you shut down TikTok, Facebook will become very, very powerful. So think about this for a second. Why did Trump all of a sudden do the old switcheroo? Because he knows if he says keep TikTok, they're going to actually shut down TikTok. They're going to block TikTok. And remember, the House passed the bill, because if Trump doesn't or does want something, they always do the opposite. So right now, the House passed this bill, and let's see if Biden actually goes ahead and signs it. This will be very, very interesting. So if this becomes law, it would grant the president the authority to force the divestiture of social media companies operating in the United States that are more than 20% controlled by one of four covered nations or the related entities. Those nations are China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia. So this is going to be very, very interesting. Let's see how this plays out, because I do believe it will be much easier to handle Facebook than TikTok, because Facebook is based here in the U.S. So let's see how this all plays out, and let's see what they do. But we can see out in Haiti, things are really starting to break down, and we can see that the president of Haiti, he has completely and utterly lost control, which means the deep state players have lost control of Haiti. Paul Sperry put this out and said, Biden's already waved in more than 130,000 Haitian migrants over the past 2 years, and the welcome mat is still out as 4,700 inmates flee Haitian prisons in a mass jailbreak. These inmates may be coming soon to a neighborhood near you, thanks to open borders. So basically, they have opened the prisons. People now are coming out of the prisons from Haiti, and most likely with every other country, they're going to end up here. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out, by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. But again, it looks like they're having a major problem in Haiti, and now the attention is being called to Haiti, and I do believe the deep state players, they're in a little bit of trouble right now. Let's go back a little bit in time. M. Wokeness put this out and said, thinking about when Trump called Haiti a shithole and then the propaganda regime pretended it's the best place on earth. And you had Bill Maher and many others wearing shirts that says Haiti is great again. And the Washington Post put this out. This is how ignorant you have to be to call Haiti a shithole. Despite it all, and this comes from Mother Jones, despite it all, Haiti is still not a shithole. So they were defending Haiti over and over and over. And now that all of this is happening in Haiti, have any of these Hollywood people come out and say, holy crap, Trump was right? No, it's absolute silence. So once again, why were they defending Haiti? Because I do believe this was their hub of child trafficking, human trafficking, where they actually went in and collected the children. Remember going back in time when Trump was, I guess, roasting Hillary Clinton at the time? He said something very, very interesting about Haiti and Hillary Clinton, and I don't believe it was a joke. Take a listen.
Everyone knows, of course, Hillary's belief that it takes a village, which only makes sense, after all, in places like Haiti, where she's taken a number of them.
So I do believe that tells you everything you need to know. And actually, think about what Trump just said and go back to post 1832, August 10, 2018. And Anon on the board said, Hillary Clinton has taken a number of villages from Haiti. Down below, it says, at some point, it will not be safe for them to walk down the street. Pure evil. How many in Washington and those around the world in power worship the devil? Conspiracy, fake news, the world is watching. And yes, it has now called attention to Haiti and to all these people. And if you notice, Hollywood and all these individuals that always come out and defend Haiti and all the other things, you never see them speak up when there's a problem. How many Hollywood people said, oh my God, look what happened to Israel. We're for Israel. None of them. They all stayed quiet. Don't you find that very interesting? They all went to the other side because they're instructed to do this and they have to follow their instructions. Remember, these people have fetishes. They got caught doing it. They're either filmed, they're blackmailed. And if you want to make it, you're going to have to follow exactly what we do. And we will test you every step of the way. We'll make you appear in the Oscars nude. We will make you wear a woman's dress. We will embarrass you over and over and over to keep you in line. Now, what's very interesting is we can see the deep state players, they're going to continually build war and they're not going to stop. Because again, this is part of their 16-year plan. Now, Trump, he's been letting everyone know that he can have peace in 24 hours once he's elected. And he says he knows all the players, he knows what to do. And I do believe he is leaking a little bit of his plan out and letting people know that, yes, he can stop the war in Ukraine, no problem. He said, and this is what Viktor Orban said when Viktor Orban met Trump in Mar-a-Lago. He's the Hungary's prime minister. He said Trump will not give a penny more to Ukraine if he becomes president. Actually, that's what's happening right now. Congress is not giving the Biden administration what they need. The money has stopped. And I do believe this puts a lot of pressure on Ukraine. So when Trump wins the election, they know that there's going to be no more money going to Ukraine, which means Ukraine can't keep the war up, which means they're going to have to actually negotiate peace in the end. And I do believe when Trump says he knows all the players, he knows all the players. And once again, you can see the deep state players, they are panicking over all of this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like Joe Biden gave Netanyahu a red line. Isn't this what Obama used to do? Here's a red line. And Netanyahu is vowing to cross Biden's Rafah red line. And Netanyahu's saying, we're not getting off the gas. Why don't the deep state players want Netanyahu to continue removing these terrorist groups? Because again, if you remove them out of Gaza, they have nothing left. And they have nothing and they lose their power in the Middle East, if you really think about it. Think about it. In Ukraine, since Putin is winning that war, they're losing their power there. I do believe Xi is going to go into Taiwan and they're going to lose their power there. Netanyahu is in Gaza. They're losing their power there. But Joe Biden did say the quiet part out loud about the ceasefire. Remember, the ceasefire is only good for Hamas. The ceasefire allows them to rebuild. The ceasefire allows them to regroup. And if there is a ceasefire, that's all is going to happen. And they don't want Israel to go in and actually destroy their entire terrorist operation, which is being orchestrated from Iran and from the deep state players. But Joe, he was giving a interview and he actually said the quiet part out loud. Take a listen.
Who actually wants a deal? Do you think Hamas actually wants a ceasefire?
Well, I think Hamas would like a total ceasefire across the board because they would see they have a better chance to survive and maybe rebuild. But that's not what I think the vast majority of people think. You have to look.
So once again, Biden just came out and just told everyone the truth. He called the illegal and illegal. And he said, yeah, the ceasefire is going to help Hamas. If they really want peace and they don't want to fight anymore, maybe they should surrender and say, okay, we surrender. We're done here. If they really want peace in this region. I mean, really think about it. It's very easy to do at this point. But again, remember, they attacked Israel. They decided to go in and rape, murder, and pillage. And once you start a war, there are consequences. And we could see those consequences now. Because once again, why would Israel want this to happen again? Why would they want to cease fire where they can rebuild? Actually, Biden just let the world know this is their plan. And I don't believe Israel is going to stop. I think they're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and the terrorists will be removed from this area once and for all. Just like in Ukraine, just like in Taiwan. That is coming very, very soon. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the deep state players, they have tried and tried and tried to push the idea that Disease X is coming. Actually, China is out there saying that they're prepared and ready for Disease X. But again, I think the people are hardened. I think the people are starting to see that everything that they were told about COVID is a complete and utter lie. And what we've come to find out is that the CDC, they redacted every single word of a 148-page study on myocarditis after COVID vaccination. Why would they redact all of it? Because they don't want you to see that this bioweapon causes clots, gives you a heart attack, and makes you sick. They don't want you to understand. They don't want you to see this. Emil Robinson on X put this out and said, the CDC won't allow one word of their study on myocarditis and the clot shots to be seen. If you're vaccinated, get to your doctor and have all the heart tests done right now. Absolutely. And you could see that Trump most likely will probably shrink the CDC, the FBI, DOJ, and the rest of these agencies. Because again, what did the deep state do? They created these agencies to be part of their criminal syndicate. And they grew them very, very large. We don't need agencies like this. We don't need a government like this. We don't need to spend all this money. Remember, they created their criminal operation, money laundering. And when you give the money to all these different departments, it makes it a lot easier to launder the money, to take the money, and actually control the country. And I do believe Trump, in the end, just like the president of Argentina, he's firing people, shrinking the government. I do believe Trump is going to do the exact same thing. He's going to run this country like a business, and it's going to benefit the people. But you could see the deep state players, they're panicking. Politico put out an article and says the CDC could shrink under a second Trump administration. Is that so bad? No, it isn't. Remember, the CDC has lied to us. They haven't used any science. They lied about the masks. They lied about the bioweapon. They lied about the virus. They lied every step of the way. And people now see this. Just like the people see what's going on in New York. What do you think the National Guard troops are there for? It's all theater. They're getting the people used to being under control. You can't pass this point unless we search you. Actually, if you think about it, we're going back to what the colonists fought against. Remember, the British soldiers, they were searching every single person. They would enter your home and search your home. As you were walking down the street, or you were in your carriage or your horse going down the street, they would stop you and search you. Do you see the similarities right now? And actually, the former police commissioner, Bernie Kerik, he said, stop the theater. Let the NYPD do their jobs. Once again, what are they trying to do here? They're trying to get people used to this. Plus, they're violating every single person's rights under the Constitution. This should be stopped immediately. And I do believe it's going to be stopped because you know why? The people are going to get sick and tired of this, just like back in the revolutionary time. And the people are going to say enough is enough. Now, are they going to go out and have a bloody war? No, I do believe what people are going to do as they continually experience this, they're going to vote on Election Day and they're going to take back this country. Because think about what they've been seeing. Think about what they've been experiencing. People are now really waking up. And remember, this great awakening, this is not complete yet, because I do believe, just like Trump said, he needs to get the D's on his side. And the only way to do this is to really slap them in the face very hard so they wake up and they see it, so they understand it. Actually, Elon Musk said something very, very interesting. He said, trying to help people understand what's going on right now is like going back into a burning building to pull someone out, only to have them keep punching you in the face and demand evidence that the building is on fire, even after they admit they can see the flames. I think that tells you everything you need to know, which means we're going to need multiple scare events and the economy has to completely and utterly break down. That's how you're going to wake the people up, because when you see event after event after event, the people can't ignore it anymore. The people are forced to see it, just like they are forced to see what's really going on January 6th. And now that the evidence has come out that Cheney and the rest, they hid vital information about what Trump has done, where he ordered the 10,000 National Guards. They hid it from the public. The people are starting to realize, wow, they lied to me again. DC Drano put this out and said, Kash Patel testified under oath that the January 6th committee denied him a public hearing and released his deposition transcripts the night before January 6th committee dissolved. Why? He testified Trump requested 10,000 National Guard troops for DC and Mayor Bowser declined. And once again, the people are seeing the truth. And the people now are seeing how the deep state imprisons their political enemies. Just look at Navarro. He's going to prison right now. Does he have to go to prison? No. He had executive privilege, but they want to make an example of those people that were in the Trump administration. Julie Kelly put this out and said, Mehta is a cruel, vindictive man angling for a promotion to D.C. Court of Appeals by oversentencing January Sixers. I was in the courtroom last year when he sentenced Connie Meggs, a Florida grandmother, to 15 months in prison for her nonviolent participation in the Capitol protest. A three-judge panel of all Democrats will consider Navarro's appeal on Friday, but the panel will not hold oral arguments so the public can hear both sides of the matter. By the time the panel issues an opinion, could take up to 4 months typically. He'll be serving that time. Unbelievable. So people now can see that they're going after those people that are in the administration. They have been going after those people in Trump's administration from the very, very beginning. And they'll even throw them in prison, even though they had executive privilege, because they don't care, because they're a criminal syndicate. And this is what has happened going back in time. They threw people in prison to send a message. Don't go after us. Don't counter us. Don't try to remove us. If you do it, we will throw you in prison. If you don't agree with our narrative, we will throw you in prison. It's the same thing that's happening today. And you can see they're pulling out all the stops to go after Trump. And Willis right now is under the magnifying glass. And people now see that she's completely and utterly corrupt. And you think the judge is going to say, okay, you're disqualified? Probably not. Because if we are in a criminal syndicate, the judge most likely will say, no, there might not be enough evidence. Now, if the judge does, I do believe what they're going to do is replace this individual. Yes, they should drop it all because it's all corrupt. But again, the people need to see the criminal syndicate. Trump, he put this out and said, how can Willis possibly oversee a case which is completely compromised and fraudulently brought by her and her highly paid lover? She never paid cash as a reimbursement to him. If she did, where did she get the cash? An even bigger problem. She lied in order to get out of a problem. Very easy to prove. Everything should be immediately dropped and let the American patriots go home. Absolve them all from this terrible and totally disproven witch hunt. Election interference in conjunction with crooked Joe Biden, DOJ, and White House. Yes, it should be dropped. All the cases should be dropped. But again, the criminal syndicate, they have to go all out to stop Trump, and they're going to keep coming and coming and coming. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Biden, all the evidence is coming out against him. People are starting to realize that he can't form sentences. And I do believe part of this is because he wants plausible deniability, so he's going to play this up. But it looks like the fake news, they're trying to use age as the catalyst to remove Biden in the end. But again, this is not going to work. It's going to fail. Paul Sperry put this out and said, a just released national poll of 1,001 voters by Blueprint found that voters' top concern about Joe Biden is his age. Almost 70%, 69% of voters said Biden would be too old to do the job well, while only 47% said Trump would be too old. And Trump keeps using the word competent. And I think that's the key word there, because Biden, with everything that people are seeing, they're starting to realize he's not competent. He's a liar. He gaslights the people and he's pushing the 16-year plan. And I think this is what Trump and the Patriots wanted the people to see so they can make a logical decision in the end. Now, as Trump becomes the nominee, it looks like the intelligence community, they need to brief him on certain things. Now, of course, they don't want to do this. And if they have to do it, they're not going to give him all the information, or they're going to give him wrong information. This is what they did back in 2016. So I do believe what Trump has done, since he knew he was going to be running in 2024, he had to take control in 2020, wake the people up, create the counterinsurgency, and make sure he had his own intelligence information. And he had to make sure that Congress didn't know what was going on, because there's no oversight over this. They have oversight over the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI. Paul Sperry put this out and said, ex-House Intel Chair Adam Schiff said if Trump wins re-election, U.S. intelligence community will sabotage him by withholding critical intelligence, dumbing down his presidential daily brief. Now running for Senate, Schiff was kicked off of HPSCI for lying about Russiagate. Ezra Cohen said this, after certain elements of the IC departed from normal decorum by weaponizing past briefings in an attempt to collect political dirt, the former president may want to think twice about opting for a pre-inauguration brief that will have little insightful information as compared to the Wall Street Journal. Now, I do believe Trump is not going to rely on the intelligence community. I think he'll want to hear what they have to say. But again, he has his own intelligence, and I do believe that's coming from the military. So let's go back to Post 11, since they mentioned intelligence. Military intelligence versus FBI, CIA, and NSA. No approval or congressional oversight. State secrets upheld by Supreme Court. Who is the commander-in-chief of the military? Trump. Under what article can the president impose military intelligence takeover investigation for three-letter agencies? What conditions must be present itself? The Insurrection Act allows POTUS to use military and National Guard as police force in the event of a terrorist attack, natural disaster, and disorder that state police cannot contain. Very interesting. Why is this very important? Who surrounds POTUS? They lost this very important power. The one area of the government not corrupt and directly serves POTUS. And since they had the insurrection on November 3rd and completed on January 6th, who is the commander in chief? Trump is. So is this working in their favor? No. And Trump, he set up certain things to make sure that he was in full and utter control. And we can see the deep state players, they don't want to certify the election when Trump wins. They know he's going to win. They don't have the cheating mechanisms in place the way they did back in 2020. They're going to try. They're going to try as much as they possibly can. But I think in the end, what they're going to do is they're going to use their foot soldiers for an insurgency, and they're going to try to postpone the election with some type of cyber attack. And what's very interesting is Rasmussen reports they did a poll, and a stunning 57% of likely Democrat voters have told Rasmussen reports that Congress should refuse to certify the results of the 2024 election in the event that Trump wins. They're telling you everything they're about to do. And I do believe they're going to use the insurgency so they could say, we're not certifying the election right now because we're very busy with this insurgency. And they might even make it like it's the Trump supporters that are doing all this because they're very angry in what's going on. But I do believe in the end, this is all going to backfire. And you could see that the people now, they're not backing down. The people now, the Patriots, they're now holding the line. And what's very interesting, Charlie Kirk, he was out in California, and he was having one of his rallies there, and there were protesters out there. And the students there, they broke out into the national anthem, which drowned out the protesters. The other thing that's very interesting, and Wokeness put this out on X, that there was a 17-year-old who drove around in his pickup truck, went to high school, and he kept the flag on the back of his truck. And he was told by the East Central High School to remove the American flag from his truck. He held the line and did not comply. The next day, the students flooded the school parking lot with cars and American flags. And once again, this is the way we should approach all of this. When you see protesters, when you see these people, we should pull out the flags. We should start singing the national anthem. We should drown them out by the thousands. And yes, people will join in. And actually, this will put a lot of pressure on these people, and people won't hear the protesters because there's a lot more of us than there are of them. And this is a very peaceful way to approach this. And you could see it is working, and people will join in. So whenever we experience anything like this, the masses should come out and just sing the national anthem, wave the flag, support each other. And I do believe this is how we can win against all these deep state players. Now, again, the deep state players, they're going to play dirty. But once again, there's a lot more of us than there are of them. And I do believe in the end, the silent majority is silent no more. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are leading the deep state players down this path. And they need him to go down this path because they need an election where we don't use their system. We need an election where we're not using the mail-in ballots, the drop boxes, the Dominion machines, or other computer systems. We need an election that is paper. We need an election where people show up in person. We need an election where people show that they are citizens. We need an election that is protected by the National Guard, the military, instead of the deep state players. We need an election where we count the votes the same day. And I do believe Trump is going to provide this for the people. Just like he's blocking them with everything that they're trying to do. They can't return the election results to the legislators anymore because they changed the law. He forced them to change the law. They didn't even know that was happening. Trump now took control of the country. He's getting his intelligence from the military intelligence. He doesn't need the deep state's intelligence because it's not going to be intelligence for him. They're going to try to trick him. And Trump knew going into this, he would need the information. And if he didn't take control, he'd be getting the information from the deep state. So that's why I do believe in the end, Trump had to take control of the entire situation. And I do believe they're in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below, because every sign up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.